And you're very welcome back to Lifeline. Now we should be joined on the line by Carmen. Good morning to you, Carmen.
Morning.
How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. How's yourself?
Great. Now, Carmen, you're talking to us there from Mental Health Ireland, your organisation, and you're organising something on Pancake Tuesday, all to do with pancakes. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, so this is our Smiley Pancake campaign. This is taking place on Pancake Tuesday, this coming Tuesday on the 25th of February. And Mental Health Ireland promotes positive mental health. And we thought, what better way to do this than to ask people to pop a smile on their pancake. They can buy their pancakes, they can make their pancakes, there's no judgment with us. And we're asking them just to put a smile on their pancakes with buttons, with sweets, with honey, with chocolate, which, you know, whatever they feel like. And to please text to donate to Mental Health Ireland at 50300. To donate €4 to Mental Health Ireland, or to drop a donation into a donation bucket, or to raise money on Facebook or online, and just to support the work that we're doing in a fun and tasty way.
Great, it's a great idea. Now tell us a little bit about the organisation itself, Mental Health Ireland. How long have you been around?
So Mental Health Ireland has been around for quite a while. We're the oldest mental health charity in Ireland. We were established in 1966. And what we do is we promote positive mental health and wellbeing to everybody, all individuals and communities in Ireland. And we support recovery throughout the country as well. So we have a network of around 40 mental health associations at the moment all throughout Ireland, all led by volunteers. So we're a voluntary-led organisation. Our mental health associations fundraise to organise outings and events and peer support for those struggling with mental health in their community. We also offer training and education in the workplace and for community groups in Ireland. We provide an information service on issues relating to mental health and mental illness. We campaign, so for the likes of our Smiley Pancake, we have World Mental Health Day, or we support World Mental Health Day. We have our 5,000 Steps campaign as well. We develop partnerships with other mental health associations, and we support peer support and recovery initiatives in the community across Ireland.
So
quite a lot going on.
You have a lot going on there, Carmen. Can people contact you themselves, or do they go through an organisation? Did you steer them to the right organisation to get in contact if they need help?
We absolutely can. If somebody gets in touch with us, so we have a vast range of calls of all different natures, and it can be mental health. If you are struggling with your mental health, or somebody you know struggles with their mental health, it can be a bit of a minefield out there and a bit of a labyrinth of information. And thankfully, there is very good services out there, but it can be difficult to know sort of the first step to take, or the first service to touch base with. So if someone gets in touch with us, we offer a kind of a signposting and information service where we can say, look, we can listen, and we can say, this would be the right organisation, or this is the first step to take.
Yeah. I think what you mentioned earlier on about training and education in the workplace, I think that's really important now for people to be trained and to kind of, I suppose, look out for their colleagues and kind of take note if there is somebody that isn't, you know, feeling great, that they know they can talk to someone. Is this quite, I mean, do companies get in touch with you to come to the workplace to give a training, or do people go to yourselves?
No, we would have training officers and development officers that would go out to the workplace. We find that it is effective if people can have it, kind of, you know, can receive training and information in their own environment with their peers and with their colleagues. And thankfully, we're seeing a lot of interest from companies who, you know, that light bulb moment of, we really do have a part to play as employers and as senior management, to just mind our staff and our employees' mental health and well-being, and that ties into our culture and even our productivity and what it says about us as a company, and just kind of, and everything really. You know, mental health is of key importance. Mental health is health at the end of the day, and a lot of companies are recognising that.
Exactly. As I said, there's a, you know, I think we are getting better here, but there's still that little taboo. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say I'm suffering with my mental health. Is it going to affect my job? Is it going to affect promotion? You know.
Yeah, we have made leaps and bounds. We've come such a long way since where we were even 5 years ago. It's, you know, and that's thanks to brilliant organisations like, you know, Sea Change and the Little Things campaign with the HSE and our Five Ways to Wellbeing, Mental Health Ireland, and support the Five Ways to Wellbeing campaign. And so there has been a lot of work done, but of course there's still that. It's not like going to your boss and saying that you have a broken leg or you have, you know, you need a tooth out, so you need a week off. It is, we have done a lot of work, but we still have a long way to go.
Yeah.
And that is just keeping the work going and keeping the conversation going, and just, you know, kind of trying to face into that stigma really every day, and working together with the different organisations, the different fantastic organisations around the country, working together to get there.
There is so many organisations, and I think at this stage we must have interviewed every organisation that's there for mental health, and they do absolutely brilliant work. They're great. But we still are seeing a lot of people, you know, struggling with their mental health and saying they're not getting the help they need when they go, you know, for it. But there is so many organisations, and maybe it's because they don't probably know exactly where to go. So someone like yourself, as you said, the first protocol is to ring yourself and you can direct them to what organisation you think they might need, which is great.
Yeah, we can. And yourmentalhealth.ie as well, that was that's the HSE's website, yourmentalhealth.ie. is a very useful tool as well, that will kind of run through all the resources out there, all the services out there, and kind of the steps to take. The first port of call, if you're struggling, is typically the GP, a good GP, and if you feel comfortable with your GP and you trust your GP, to have that conversation with them. If, look, I'm really not myself, I have been struggling, what do I do? And, you know, kind of that would be the first port of call. The Samaritans are usually very good as well. If you know, kind of, if you need somebody to talk to straight away, they have a 24/7 service. They're at 116 123. And if you know you're in crisis, if there's a fear that you're maybe a danger to yourself or to others, then to go to your A&E department. So there is a kind of we do have systems and supports in place, but especially if you're really not in a good place, it can be hard to see the woods and the trees, really.
Emergency.
Also, people can call us as well, and we can give them information.
Yeah, as we can, we've been speaking about this for years now, but we don't think an A&E is the right place for somebody to go with you know, that we could, you know, focus on that and try and get something else where people can go. It's not the environment, you know, you want to be in, sitting around for 12 hours in an A&E, but look, at hopefully things might change. Tell us a little bit about the Five Ways to Wellbeing.
Yeah, so the Five Ways to Wellbeing is very kind of a simple campaign. So these are simple actions that you can do every day to feel good and to function well. It's research-based or evidence-based from the New Economics Foundation back in 2008. And it's something that we have you know, seen such a great response to, because it's not complicated. It is simple, and it's something that you can incorporate to your day-to-day. And it gives people a sense of kind of control over their own well-being as well. Like, well, I can do that. That's not climbing a mountain. That's, you know, I can do that every day. So the five ways to well-being are: connect, be active, take notice, keep learning, and give. So connect could be, you know, we're living in a very disconnected society. We're kind of, in one way, we're more connected than ever, and unfortunately very disconnected. So we're connected with our phones and with WhatsApp and with social media, but we're having a lot less face-to-face conversations and a lot less, you know, community, and people can feel very disconnected from reality and from themselves and from others as well. So connect could be just putting down your phone for an hour instead of texting a friend. Go to meet that friend for coffee or lunch and have that face-to-face conversation. It could be volunteering. It could be working with the likes of a loan. They have a fantastic befriending service. You know, you could sign up to you know, there's a even a dog walking volunteer service in Ireland. So, you know, anything that, that will get you out of your head, get your kind of off your phone at night, be active is really just, you know, we're all so obsessed with tracking our steps and there's a real kind of gym culture at the moment. But that aside, just, you know, you don't have to be at the gym 5 days a week. Just get out in the fresh air, out in nature. Yeah. Evidence supports that that is really, really good for our mental well-being. Even though the weather has been absolutely shocking lately, but just a 20-minute walk in a, you know, we have the Woodlands for Health program. It shows that nature and being in kind of in a wooded area or your even your local kind of green area, the park, anything like that, just to kind of get your heart rate up a little bit, and taking some fresh air. Take notice again is very related to connect. It's just getting away from your computer screen, putting on your phone, and just lifting your head up and just seeing what's around you. This could be a little bit of mindfulness as well, just kind of to take notice of, you know, check in with your how you're feeling that day, how your body is, how your head is. I mean, maybe doing some breathing exercises. You can just go to the bathroom and work, take some kind of 10 long breaths just to kind of take notice of yourself and connect in with yourself. Keep learning. I know that, you know, if you have a busy schedule or a busy day-to-day, learning a new skill really does slide down the list of priorities. But it, you know, again, research shows that if we learn a new skill, and it can be as small as, you know, learning a new recipe or, you know, learning how to finally master that remote control for your smart TV or whatever, it can really boost our confidence and our self-esteem. And finally, give. So that can tie into maybe volunteering, help a stranger across the road, you know, give back in some way, donate to Smiley Pancake on Tuesday. Anything that you that will kind of, you know, just make you feel part of the world and part of something good.
Yeah, it's getting out and just connecting with life again, really, instead of being behind a screen. You know, like when you think back to the 80s and... Well, I remember, I'm probably a bit that bit older, but I remember we would have conversations. You hadn't got mobile phones then, you know, and the art of conversation was so much better. And it's just to get that going all again. And like I said, going on a walk, even with a group, just to get it out. I mean, it increases your serotonin. So, you know, it's all good. So yourselves in Mental Health Ireland, you said you don't, you have to do a lot of fundraising to keep it going and that you get any government funding.
We do, but yeah, we get support from the HSC, so we're, you know, we're partly funded by the HSC, but, you know, we do need that fundraising piece, and we do, you know, always welcome any fundraising support, and people want to do it. You know, everyone has mental health, everybody has experience with mental health. You know, they used to say that 1 in 4 of us will struggle with our mental health. Now it's 4 in 4. It's everybody at some stage in your life. It might not be a crisis, but, you know, most of us or everybody will have that time when we just, we feel low, we feel lonely, we don't feel ourselves. So people resonate with that, they relate to that. They might have loved ones going through a tough time. And, you know, it's great. We're, you know, we do get some great support and some great stories from people to say why they want to support us. Our Facebook fundraising, people donating and raising money for us on Facebook for their birthdays, has, you know, we've had, you know, great response to that in the last few years, and that was led by our head of communications, Jill O'Hurley. So it's, you know, we can just see that people, and it's again, it's that piece of giving back and what that does to people. If you're struggling with your mental health, you might not feel as if you have control over kind of how you're feeling or your life, and to kind of come through that or be working through that, and to be able to give back to a mental health charity can make you feel, you know, a bit in control of, you know, I own this and this is the work I've done and now I'm giving back and I want to help others. And that can be very, very empowering.
Great. Is this the first year you've tried this with the pancakes?
No, this is not. I think this is our third year. Our third year or our fourth year of Smiley Pancake. So no, we've, you know, it's a predominantly online campaign for us. So we can see with our hashtag Smiling Pancake, we can see people who are taking part across the country, and we can like and share and retweet and really get involved in that. So yeah, I was kind of looking, this is my first year with Mental Health Ireland, and I was looking back last year at the campaign. I wasn't here for it. And that kind of cliche of it broke the internet kind of thing. There was lots and lots and lots of activity online that people want. And it's a lovely thing, you know, if you're making a pancake anyway on Pancake Tuesday, or you should be making a pancake on Pancake Tuesday, it's the one day of the whole year that you don't need any excuse to eat 10 pancakes. Or if you're making pancakes for the kids or in work, you know, pop a smile on it, and it's just so much fun. And people love Instagramming that or tweeting that or putting that up and saying, even if it's a mess, even if it's like an unrecognizable grimace more than a smile, it's still, you know, it's still a bit of fun.
Just to make you smile. And as I said, it's just a donation of €4 to 50300, which is a great idea. Carmen, before I let you go, will you just give out your contact details? And
absolutely.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so our number is 01284 1166, and our email address is info@mentalhealthireland.ie. And our website is mentalhealthireland.ie.
Great. Listen, thanks a million for talking to us this morning, and good luck on Pancake Tuesday. I'm sure it'll be a big success. And remember, people, it's just €4, and you just text 50300. Thanks a million, Carmen, and talk to you very soon.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Okay.